Well, I mean,
way better than Google.
Welcome. We're live that fast. Can you believe
it? Oh, my goodness. Happy morning.
Yeah, well,
Monday morning. Is it?
Happy morning. Happy.
Harvard.
Yeah. It is what it is. I do feel good today. How about you?
I do. We're getting a new equipment this week.
New equipment. New breath. We're out of the cold.
Yes.
Yeah, well, supposedly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to get over this little throat issue this week.
So, my daughter's going on a date.
Oh, boy.
And she says to me, he's taking me putt-putt golfing. And I was like, well, I better do something because they went on a date and then like a week and a half went by.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, she's like, Dad, it's not the 50s anymore. And I thought to myself, I was like, I wasn't even born in the 50s.
Huh? No kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like my dad was, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they say.
I know. Kids are something else.
But here's, the older I get, I learn something. People are people are people. When you get through all the BS.
Yeah.
A woman still wants to be talked to, wants to be. They want to know that you want to be by them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly.
So when I say that, I'm like, dude, you better get off your arse.
Yes.
You know, and show that you're interested, because there's plenty of other guys that are interested. But
most
she's
certainly.
She's not really interested in them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, welcome to Morning Crankers. I had a wonderful weekend, and we are going to talk about that in a second. But the show's breakdown today, very, very simple. We're going to go through April 7th, National Days.
Oh, wow.
And it just happens to be National Beer Day. So, we're going to talk about the best cheap beers. We're going to talk about these morons that are protesting.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Right.
We have a bunch of kids missing in Missouri since February. I want to talk about that because that's kind of weird, if you know what I mean.
Pretty sad, though, to think about it.
Well, I think it's very sad. I mean, could you imagine kid be missing?
Where could they be, you know? I mean, it's
right.
Your kid.
We're going to play Cranker's version of What Would You Do Today?
Right.
A little bit about sports, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The ladies, UConn.
Yeah.
Okay. They smash. And then we're going to talk about a guy that drinks his own pee. How's that?
Well, as long as he ain't pissing in his Wheaties, well, I guess we'll be all right.
Well, we'll get to it, but literally the dude was a supermodel. And isn't it always those weird supermodel Hollywood types that do the weird stuff?
It is.
You know what I mean? Like just Weirdo Central or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I don't know if you'd be happy about this, but it's National No Housework Day.
Yeah, I'm not too happy. I need to get mine straightened up. Speaking of that,
I'll tell you what. My wife and I can't do that with the kids.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's like a tornado comes through here. You know what I'm saying?
And I can't. I have no excuse, but yeah.
Speaking of tornadoes.
Yeah.
Did you see in Nevada, Missouri, the tornado was strong enough it flipped boxcars on the train?
I did not see that part. Wow, that's interesting. I mean, I saw where we've had like six or seven of them hit the area over this past week.
I mean, we are in the Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley, yeah.
The Bible Belt.
Yeah.
You know, the meth addict run.
Yeah.
You know
Mountainados. Yeah.
Yeah, Mountainados. You know, thunder showers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thunder snow.
Yeah.
You can have both of them here in the same day.
You can.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's also National IEP Writing Day, if that excites you at all.
Not really.
How about National Girl Me Too Day?
Wow.
Like, are you a Me Too guy?
I don't know what it means.
Well, is a Me Too the same thing as a Pick Me?
Or a pygmy.
No, pick me. But, you know, like pick me, like you hear kids today, they're always like, oh, she's a pick me, meaning like she throws herself in front of, you know, whoever, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had those back in the day, too.
Yeah, we had different name for it.
Yeah. We don't even need to bring up some of that stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we don't. That kind of brought back up some past.
It's also National Coffee Cake Day, which coffee cake is wonderful.
Oh, I love coffee cake.
But coffee cake is not as good.
Right.
As donuts.
Oh, no.
You know? You still haven't gotten over to St. George's yet.
No, I'm working on it, folks.
But I'll tell you what, Hertz Donuts, you know, I'm following them on Facebook.
Right.
And they had a couple new donuts come out of it. Do you follow them on Facebook?
I don't.
You really need to start because they got some pretty cool stuff. I mean, not as cool as our stuff, but pretty cool.
I'm afraid if I do that, I'm going to end up judging and making them number one.
Well, St. George has got to, they got to get with the program. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I looked, but I couldn't find the St. George's Facebook
right
page, or at least they're not posting on it as much as Hertz right. Donuts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's National Beer Day.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. That's a good thing. I think beer has helped humankind for a long time. What do you think?
It has, I guess. It has its moments in time.
Well, it has, and it's had some lovely moments. Now, I am being affected by the tariffs.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah.
Because my favorite beer is Moosehead.
Yeah.
Which is a Canadian lager.
Oh.
Okay, but guess what? My actual favorite is right down here.
Yeah.
Okay, right downtown Springfield. And I'm not going to say...
Right.
Because I don't want to put the other ones out, but it comes in a yellow can with a black top and bottom.
Okay.
Very, very, very good. Okay. However, it's not as easy to grab. Like, you have to go to the brewery to go pick it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'd drink that over anything all the time. But, you know, like, if you go see your friends in Mountain Grove or, you know, Bolivar or something like that, where do you get it if you don't stop and get it first?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to talk about the best cheap beers, and we'll see. If I agree. What do you think number one is?
Pabst Blue Ribbon would be mine.
Oh, I bet you saw it on the
computer. No, that's who I would have picked as number one. I've said that already.
Okay, well, Pabst Blue Ribbon it is. It was ranked on Ranker by 1,000 people.
I'm surprised about number two, though.
Yingling. I mean, if you're a beer drinker or even a beer connoisseur, what is the oldest beer brewer in the United States of
Yingling.
America? Yingling. That's right.
Right out of Cincinnati.
Yingling traditional amber lager.
Yeah.
I like Yingling.
Yep.
I just don't think that it's not the best,
no.
But you can never go wrong with a cold Yingling. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
Then we got Miller High Life.
I'll go with that one.
You see, I'm not.
I would put it at three.
It's got too much of a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I think so. I don't care for it.
Yeah, I don't really either. Now, Modelo.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever had a Modelo?
I can't have no say on this one because I haven't tried it.
Okay, Modelo is actually a very good, it's kind of hoppy.
Yeah.
But it's a very good beer, especially cold.
Right.
Okay. Now, how about this? Coors Original.
I could go with that one, too.
Like the original, the banquet beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can handle that. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
But Coors Light's like drinking water with iron in it.
It pretty much is. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Samuel Adams. What do you think of that?
I like Sam Adams.
Sam Adams to me is not a cheap beer.
No.
Okay.
It's like Yingling. I wouldn't put neither one of those on that list.
Yeah. I mean, you're right because both of them are a little bit more expensive than most. And I like Yingling, and I like Samuel Adams, but I'd probably put Modelo in front of both of them.
Okay.
Now, traditional Yingling, the dark stuff,
yeah,
I really like that. Then I wouldn't be putting that above that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then number seven is Corona.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that got on a list of good beer anywhere.
Yeah, I know, right? That's like drinking beach water.
I had a buddy that always, like, he was cool. He had the cooler, you know, before the Yetis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The cooler that you'd put in the back of your Camaro and stuff.
Yeah.
He had one of them, and he was the cool guy because he had Corona, and he had limes and lemon.
Mm.
And then his little shredder on top of the cooler. So you know what I'm talking about.
I haven't tried Blue Moon, but I had a chance to try it.
Blue Moon, another one. I think that it's an acquired taste. I'm not going to say that it's not consistent.
I can't answer that one.
But from what I hear... Blue Moon is going down the road.
Mm.
Blue Moon will be no longer made.
Ooh, yeah.
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anybody that doesn't remember growing up and, you know, like being a teenager.
Yeah.
Going to the bonfire and usually, you know, one of the parents took everybody's keys and they knew you were drinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said it was hush-hush, but they actually called your parents. You know that now.
Right.
Yeah, and there was Miller Lite, and there was Old Style Lite.
Yeah.
You remember those days?
Yeah.
What else was at your parties? We had like Mickey's.
We had Heineken.
Oh, you had the Heineys?
Yeah.
Real? I bet you the girls were hopping at your party.
Oh, they were.
They liked the Heineys.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I liked Heineken myself.
What do you think of Miller Lite?
Miller Lite wasn't a big Miller Lite guy. I thought it was more watered down.
And, okay, so now we come down, and they've got Yuengling a second time. But this is Yuengling Premium. This is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
This should be at the number one top of the list.
It should be near the top. I like Yuengling Premium.
Yeah, and now there's Rolling Rock.
I drank. Yep. Rolling Rock should be up there, too.
Yeah. Coors Light.
Yeah, that's like water down river.
And you just said it, Heineken.
Yeah.
Okay.
That should not even be up that high.
And then we enter into Anheuser-Busch territory here.
Yeah.
We've got Budweiser at 14 and Bud Light at 15.
How are they putting Bud Light down below Heineken? Heineken shouldn't even be on that top 15 as the poorest beer, basically.
It's a little different.
I'm telling you, that list is messed up. It's finagled.
So let's do six more. 16, we got Busch.
Oh, that's the worst one.
I was going to say,
that's not to the bottom of the Budweiser.
Yeah. Now,
barrel.
Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for diet beer.
Yeah.
Pacifico, love that stuff. You ever had that?
I have not.
Pacifico's very good. It's actually a Mexican beer.
Huh, I haven't had the next one either.
Tecate, never had that. And then Hams. And Hams is a throwback old beer. I think it's okay. You know, what do you say?
I think if I remember correctly, it wasn't that bad.
Wow, they got Schlitz as number 23. Schlitz, is that even a beer anymore?
I think so. As far as I know.
Oh, boy. Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
Yeah, I better stop looking at these because it's bringing back memories. You know what I mean? Goose Island IPA. I'm not an IPA guy, are you?
I'm not.
Genesee Cream Ale, Yuengling Light, Dale's Pale Ale, Bud Light Lime. Okay, now we're getting to nonsense.
Now they should be the ones at the top.
Bud Light, no. Bud Light Lime, no. You like Bud Light Lime?
No, that should be at the top because this is the list of the cheapest.
Yeah, because that should be cheap because nobody wants to drink
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
Finagled.
If you had to pick one beer, and I'm not talking for like, because we don't drink like we used to anymore.
Don't.
If we have a beer now, it's because we're at a barbecue.
Right.
Maybe having a couple laughs and we have one or two.
Right.
Yeah. If you were to do that, what kind would it be?
Oh, it's a, oh gosh. I don't think they make them anymore. Little Kings is what I used to drink.
Little Kings. Never even heard of that. Sounds like Steel Reserve.
No, it's actually really good.
Little Kings. Huh.
I don't even know if they still make it. Like I said, I haven't drank in years. And it's a Cincinnati-based beer.
Oh, if you want good beer, you got to go to Springfield, Missouri. And you got to try some of our craft brews here.
Yeah.
Because there's some good ones. I mean, no matter what flavor you like, there's some really good ones. So did you take part and see some of these idiot morons across the nation, but some of them here in Springfield?
I sure have. As a matter of fact, I think I read the same article.
It says, this is from KY3, hundreds across the Ozarks take part in nationwide hands-off rally. Okay, now I've talked to some of these morons.
Right.
Okay, dipshits. There's a lot of expletives that I would like to say here.
Oh, I agree.
But I can't, okay? Because we're like our version of a family show.
We are.
You know, so it says people in Springfield and across the Ozarks joined a nationwide day of action. Idiot promotion day is what I like to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hands-off rally targeted policies linked to the Trump administration with protesters calling for protections for democracy and other rights. You want to, do you see how vague they are right there?
Yeah.
It's because, okay, what I asked a couple, what policies are you targeting?
Right.
What policies, Donald Trump stealing our Social Security number? That's one of them I got. Okay. Do you know how many data breaches there are that are not the government?
Yeah.
There's literally tens of thousands per year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's no way to steal your Social Security number. I've tried to explain this to these people, but this is not a what they're doing. This is just a, I don't like Trump. I'm going to throw a temper tantrum, and I'm a dumb asshole.
It's TDS.
Trump derangement syndrome, 100%. Yeah. Like, when they say hands off, what are they saying hands off to, Gred?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, are they trying to protect the politicians is what makes me think, you know, like.
Some of them said, well, you know, I have a sister that got laid off from her job. Okay. It's just like in a home.
Right.
If you don't have the money to run your home the way that you were before, you have to start making cuts, right?
Right.
We're $36 trillion in debt.
Right.
Okay, the Democrats and Republicans have been talking about Social Security becoming insolvent here in the next few years, right?
Yeah.
So what does Trump do? He brings in Musk and Doge, which Doge was actually created under Barack Obama. So you know, these people are just...
It was just renamed.
It was.
Oh, yes.
But it was already an existing thing.
Yeah.
And then what he does is he says, guess what? We need to find fraud.
Yep, waste.
Waste. And just, you know... Go in there and find what you can find. So they go in there. They literally saved us billions of dollars.
They did. And they're very unappreciative, these supporters that were out there.
Well, again, what am I, what hands off of what? No, you know what? I'm not being hands off, and I really don't care what you people, I'm talking about the useful idiots.
Right.
The protesters.
Yes.
I hope that they get gonorrhea.
Right.
I hope they get syphilis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Because
they have gonorrhea of the mouth, and I'm kind of tired of watching it because they're out there and they're protesting, and their hate for Trump is so bad.
They don't even really know what they're protesting for.
They have no clue. That's what I found. Like, literally, they have no clue
what
they're protesting for. None whatsoever.
No.
I want some policies. Like, if you're mad about a policy, I'm cool with that. Me and you can disagree
yes, but...
But they don't know. So when they say hands off, what does that mean? He's not taking away Social Security. He took it away from the people that were dead that were still getting it, which did happen.
Yeah.
He's taking the money that he saved and giving it back to taxpayer Americans. And then they say, well, we lost stuff. Well, what'd you lose?
Right.
What did anybody in America lose? What, the right to have affirmative action?
Right.
Which is now called DEI?
All right. I got something to say. Reel this in.
All right. What do you got to say?
Oh, man. I'm like you. I'm just so fed up with this.
Fed up.
Yeah. And it's both sides of the aisle that need investigated. And that's why I'm glad Doge is doing what they're doing.
Yes. Thank you very much. And by the way, I'm glad you said that because Republicans have been wrapped up in these scandals just as much as Democrats
Most
have.
Most certainly.
Now, they have the bullhorn hasn't sounded on them yet.
Not yet.
But there's a lot of, like, with the, what was it, the international or the peace, whatever. Right. There was a lot of money that was ear-tagged there by Republicans that we haven't heard about, per se.
It's both sides of the aisle are dirty.
It is.
This is what I like about Doge, because it's exposing both sides of the aisle are dirty, okay? They have taken our tax monies and spent them the way they chose to spend them so they can make profit off of us. What is the big deal about you guys out protesting just because you have Donald J. Trump syndrome? Why are you out there doing that when you know this Doge department is finding corruption on both sides of the aisle? Just because you haven't heard from the other side of the aisle yet doesn't mean that there isn't stuff going on. And trust me, there's stuff going on both sides. And I guarantee if you ask Elon Musk that question, he would give you the straight-up answer, yes, there's corruption from both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, corruption. You mean like trying to burn down Tesla dealerships and corruption like in the Congress where they won't condemn violence against Tesla owners?
Agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and what you're doing out there protesting, that's not a protest when you're burning down Tesla facilities.
Exactly. I'm all for protesting.
I'm all for
you
protesting.
You want to protest, go protest.
Yes, exactly. A protest is something you do in silence, okay?
Correct.
And this is what we grew up learning about protest, you know, in high school and stuff, government.
Here's
and
the thing. If they want to go out and look like idiots, which they are.
And you guys are just over the top, man.
Yeah, as long as they're not committing violence, I mean, I think they look like idiots, and I'll make fun of them till the cows come home type thing. But if somebody was to stop them from peacefully protesting, I would stand on their side to allow them to
be able
to do that. But
because the Constitution allows that for both of them.
I'm just tired of dumb people doing things that have adverse yes. effects on me. I'm tired of paying a lot of taxes and having it going to, you know, transgender studies on monkeys. I agree. I don't care. I don't want my money
That's right.
Any of the social issue stuff like that, keep my government money out of that.
Exactly.
If people want to spend their own hard-working money on stuff like that, hallelujah, go do it. But I don't care what side of the aisle
I'm the same way about that.
Our tax money should not be going there.
Yeah.
Our tax money should not be going to start new wars. Our tax money should not be going to the Taliban. Our tax money should not be going to Al-Shabaab.
No.
Our tax money is being spent in ways, and thank God Doge finally showed us what's actually going on.
Exactly.
And for some reason, half of America is so dim-witted.
Yeah.
They don't want to know where the corruption is.
Right.
And the other half of them are sitting there like, that, like they don't care that we're $36 trillion in debt. You want to know why? Because they don't like America. They don't like capitalism. They're communist. And they don't want America around.
Exactly.
And I don't like those kind of people.
No. And, you know, that's it. You know, and I don't care what you say. They're on both sides of the aisle, we have communists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is. This is exactly where I want to make my point. You know how the left here lately have been calling the other side communist. Okay, let me tell you something. The communists are on both sides of the aisle.
They call us fascist.
Yeah, they call us fascist, communist, whatever. It's all pretty much the same rolled into a ball, okay?
Right.
It's all evil, okay? Either way, they have played the American person. An American person just needs to wake up and realize that the corruption is on both sides of the aisle.
That's a fact. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and you probably too, even into our teens, this big push to recycle.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
And now they've shown that recycling makes absolutely zero difference.
It don't.
The carbon footprint it takes to recycle this stuff is actually worse than the alternative.
And not only that, when you go to recycle something, it's not like you're making a ton of money recycling.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about making any money. I'm talking about being revenue neutral if we can make it good for the environment. But we can't because it's impossible.
That's impossible, too.
But anyways, this is something that we can do something about.
But stop the violence, folks.
Well, yeah. I mean, stop the violence. You want to be good all Americans and go out and protest, do it.
Silence.
So there's something going on here, and I haven't seen a lot of people talk about this. This is a story from 101theeagle.com. Why have 22 Missouri and Illinois kids just vanished with no trace?
This is sad.
Yeah, this is by Doc Holliday. It says, there is simply no explanation for this. In the past few weeks, there are 22 Missouri and Illinois children that have been reporting missing, and no one can explain where they've gone. Just poof, vanished. Mm. If you look at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, you'll see that both Missouri and Illinois have a disturbing number of kids that are missing, and their locations are not known. Look at these pictures and see if anyone looks familiar. So they're doing their best to try to get him out here.
Right.
But number one, 17-year-old Shane England, missing from Mount Vernon, Missouri.
Hmm.
Number two, Dorian Valmackey, 16 years old from Kansas City, Missouri. Number three, 14-year-old Jameer Taylor from St. Louis, Missouri. We've got Sabrina DeZot, 17, from Collins, Missouri, missing. We've got Angel Hicks, Liberty, Missouri, 16 years old.
Mm.
We've got Antonia Roby, missing, 14 years old, from St. Louis, Missouri, went missing February 17th, just vanished. We've got Hannah Moore, 17 years old, missing from Rolla, Missouri, February 14th.
Pretty close to us.
Yeah, we got Chance Eckelmeyer from Columbia, Missouri, 17, went missing February 13th. We have Lasonia Gainwell, Caruthersville, Missouri, 16 years old, missing February 7th. We've got Hermino Tool Chubb, 18 years old, from St. Charles, Missouri, went missing February 3rd.
Mm.
Angelina Hitt, Evanston, Illinois, 15 years old. That's real close to Missouri, and we go into the Illinois kids here, but does it seem weird to you that all of those kids in that, you know, 2 week period of time just bam, gone?
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say everybody, you know, go to that website that I said. You can go to 101theeagle.com and look at these, or you can go to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children.
Right. And just get a good gander of these kids, what they look like, because if you see them, stop these people, man.
Stop the people, call the police, do what you got to do. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
man, that hurts.
Yeah, it does. So, take them, say a quick prayer, take a quick silence, go check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we got something fun.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. What would you do? This is Morning Crankers. What would you do? And these are hypothetical, crazy situations that I'm going to ask Gred. And you can kind of see where our ideology lies with these, maybe. You know what I'm saying? All right. Number one. You walk into Starbucks and a group of radical protesters is gluing themselves to the floor demanding oat milk reparations. What do you do?
I'd be like, excuse me, folks. I got to get my order and I'm going to quickly leave this way.
But you know what I would do? I'd be like, do you need help with that glue?
Right.
And I glue their mouths shut.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Number two, you're at a family barbecue and your cousin brings their new partner, a radical vegan activist who starts picketing your grill. Do you switch to tofu, argue with them, or throw a hot dog like a javelin?
Throw a hot dog like a javelin.
I'd probably do the same thing. I'd argue first and then the javelin.
Oh, most certainly I'm going to argue.
Yeah. I'd pull like a Ted Nugent.
I'd be like, hey, man, nothing wrong with meat. It puts hair on your chest. What are you worried about, man?
Okay. You're in the middle of a peaceful hike when a group of eco-protesters blocks a trail with a papier-mâché statue of Greta Thunberg. What's your next move?
Tear down that statue, like the other side like to do, I guess.
That'd probably be scaring the local, squirrels and stuff if it's Greta.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Even make the librarian squirrely, the local one.
You're filling up your gas tank, and someone zip ties himself to your bumper screaming, fossil fuels are murder. Do you call the police, offer them a ride, or drive off slowly until they reconsider their life choices?
I drive off slowly until they decide their life choices. But I would let them do free ziplining on the back of my car.
I think that'd be cool, but I would reverse for about 15 feet before I went forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Too.
Yeah.
Go forward and backwards on that zip line.
A radical leftist group hacks into your smart fridge and reprograms it to shame you every time you open it for meat. Do you go vegan? Do you smash the fridge or send them a steak emoji?
I send them a steak emoji and then I smash my fridge.
Okay. Well, I think I would be taking the fridge back.
I would.
Like, I don't want any smart fridge. If it's going to shame me for eating the goodness that God gave me, going back.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
No fat shaming me. I'm already there.
You walk into a Kroger, and a group of masked protesters demand that you recite 72 gender pronouns before entering. You...
Okay, here it is, guys. I'm going to start off saying... Get out of my way is the first name. And last name is right now. Says I'm moving to the store.
Yeah, well, I mean...
get out of my way. That's
could
the
could
part.
There be, you know, like one of those names that start with an F and end with U?
Could be that, too.
Okay, yeah, I'm guessing.
Even if they went to that university, who cares?
A protester at a parade demands you apologize on behalf of all men for toxic masculinity before you're allowed to pass. Do you cry, lie, or flex and keep walking?
I just keep flexing my muscles and keep on walking. I do the Ric Flair strut right by him and say, woo, stick it up. You know what?
Yeah, I'd be like, if they came up to me like that, I'd be like, my best friend's Andrew Tate.
That's right. There you go. Got a problem? Go see the tater.
Yeah. You're on a podcast live stream and a group of protesters bust in demanding a 15-minute land acknowledgement and an interpretive dance tribute to Mother Earth. Do you give them the mic or play polka music until they leave?
I play polka music till they leave. That way I can sneak bye-bye.
Would you go to polka?
No.
You know what I think I'm doing? I think I'm going old Hank.
I know you would.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I want to switch it up.
Yeah, I'm going old Hank there.
I did that, so I knew I could just keep walking after I played the music.
Yeah, you could do Tom McDonald, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
Yeah, it'd be something. A radical climate activist insists you can't breathe out without carbon credits. Do you hold your breath? Do you burp in protest or invoice them for your exhale?
I burp in protest right in their face.
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing.
Knockout gas.
Yeah, well, you could do it the other way, too.
I know. That's what I said. Knockout gas. I'll just do a quick whoop. Yeah. Jump around. Like flip around. The polka.
Yeah, and then you can play that song. Jump around. Yeah. Okay, number 10, and this is it for What Would You Do?
Okay.
You're trying to record a hump day harmony.
Yeah.
And a woke protest group threatens to cancel you unless you write a song about sustainable menstruation. What's your chorus?
What's my chorus? Oh, gosh.
Now, if you're going to write it for them, menstruating before dating,
menstruating's not a dream. Will you get out of my way? I got to make it through the hay. Now get out of my way.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I can see right. that. Yeah, well, that has been the first ever What Would You Do?
What would you do? I told you what I'd do.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to let you pick.
Okay.
Do we do the guy for I Drink My Own Pee, or should we do that tomorrow and do sports right now?
Let's do sports only because I want to talk about.
Okay. UConn dominates South Carolina to win the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. What does you have to say, sir?
It's a rematch from last year.
Okay.
Great series, by the way.
Yeah, and who played in this last year?
Oh.
Do you ever know any names?
Can't remember.
Only the most popular.
Caitlin Clark.
There you go.
So I think she beat out UConn? To make it into the final last year to play South Carolina.
She's awesome. I mean,
but UConn seems like they're in there about every other year.
They are. I mean,
the ladies. They're like Tennessee Vols. It's like, who's going to be the revolving door this year? Tennessee Vols?
Right. Well, I mean,
or UConn.
We're pretty lucky. I mean, we're talking about this, but look at right here in our town.
Yeah.
We got some really good ladies teams.
Oh, we do. Drury, Missouri State. Yeah.
Awesome.
Local high school girls teams are really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So, I don't know. What do you think? They got 12 national titles, man.
Congratulations to them. That's all you can say.
Yeah. It's.
They're a dynasty.
I think so. You know, with 12 national titles, that's really saying
something. That's really a dynasty.
Yeah. So, I was looking back from the other day, and I see you got lucky on a couple of your picks.
Yeah, and I posted on Facebook yesterday, folks, a comment on my regular page at Dan Baker. You can see it with our Morning Crankers logo. If you
Morning Crankers.
Come over and be a friend.
Yeah, come over on Facebook, Morning Crankers. We have a lot of funny stuff. We have a lot of good stuff. You have a lot of sports that you put on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I just put yesterday on my Facebook post on my regular Facebook page. I said, look on my podcast show, Morning Crankers. I was asked by Hands before the start of the tourney, what do you think will be an NCAA championship? I first said St. John's, which I was very wrong on that, by the way. They made it through to what? To the 32?
Yeah.
Out of the 32. So basically, they won one game. And second, I said Florida. Okay. Well, they made it to the championship. They beat...
And I did tell you I thought Florida was going to have a shot.
Yeah. And third, I said Tennessee men's team.
Yeah.
And then fourth, Houston's men's team.
Yeah.
And then, it's going to be Florida and Houston for the men's championship.
And I only went with three because I didn't think it was fair to go with four.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I went with.
He didn't want to underdo me.
Well, I went with Mizzou.
Right.
And Wisconsin and Auburn. And Auburn just got knocked out. So, you know.
Right.
I guess. But if you figured the numbers, like percentage-wise, I think I'm closer.
How's that? Well, because you're closer to home than Missouri and Wisconsin?
No, because I'm doing liberal math.
Well,
I'm doing the math like these protesters do the math. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. So who do you think is going to win?
I got Florida.
You think Florida's going to take on Houston?
I really do.
Is it going to be close or is it going to be kind of a...
I think it's going to be one heck of a championship game. I think it's going to come down to the buzzer beater. I really do.
I'm telling you, the over-under on this is going to come down to this. If Houston can create turnovers, game over, Houston wins.
I think it's going to go down to the wire.
You think so?
I think it's basically like my dad used to say about the NBA. They should just put 1 minute on the clock in each quarter and just let them play.
Well, I'm telling you this. If Houston can get the turnovers, they win. If they don't get the turnovers, it's game over. Florida wins.
Yeah, if Houston's defense is really good like they was in this last game. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We know it.
But it's good. It's two different teams we haven't seen in a while.
It is. It's pretty awesome. Grad, why don't you tell them where they can find us?
Oh, you can find us over at Morning Crankers on, I think we're on Instagram.
Yeah, we are on Instagram.
We have our own Facebook page. You can go check it out at Morning Crankers.
Beautiful Facebook page,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is.
My face is on there many times.
Yeah, even cartoon character-wise, I'm better looking.
Yeah.
But ladies, you can come over and check it out. You know?
Yeah, we've got some things to talk about. We actually got an email this weekend.
Right.
Somebody actually picked a genre of music they want us to do a song about.
Oh, really? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's R&B.
Why not? I'm not big on R&B, but, you know, hey, I'll do R&B.
Hey, it's for the fans. We do what we
do.
What
we can. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we want to thank you. Check us out. We're your favorite podcast. Yes. Live because we're there.
Yep.
That includes Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes.
Yep.
And so many more.
If you wake up in a bad mood this morning, just come on over to Morning Crankers.
And just remember,
we'll cheer you up, I hope.
We're with you there on Monday today.
Yeah,
we love you, folks.
Love
you. Thanks for being here.
Bye-bye.